For the sixth time this hurricane season, people on the Gulf Coast are either evacuating or bracing for another storm. This one is Hurricane Delta, which hit Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula yesterday. Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. And Jeff, where is the hurricane today?
Good afternoon, Tanya. The hurricane is sitting in the Gulf of Mexico, the west central part of the Gulf of Mexico. It is strengthening, and Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall in southwest and south central portions of Louisiana around this time tomorrow afternoon into early Friday evening, and it could become a major hurricane before it moves ashore. It's moving at around 14 miles per hour to the west-northwest. It is currently expected to turn more to the north and once again landfall about 24 hours away.
Yeah, you talked about this a little bit, but all of these storms are different. Some do most of their damage with high winds, others with heavy rain that leads to flooding. What kind of storm is Delta, and what sort of damage could it do?
Yeah, every storm, as we always say, is very unique. This one is, a lot of folks have realized that this is potentially making landfall very close, within a few miles of where Hurricane Laura came ashore earlier this year in southwest Louisiana. But this is a different storm. It could be a lot larger in geographical size. It likely will be. It may not be exactly the same intensity as Laura, but its impacts are going to spread many more miles from its center, especially to the east and southeast, or east and northeast side. We're talking about Lafayette, Louisiana, Baton Rouge. Those areas are going to likely see more of an impact from this system than maybe they experienced with Laura. So remember, the storm surge is not always co-located with where the highest winds will be, and the surge with this one is going to also extend far to the east, even into portions of southern Mississippi and Alabama.
Can you tell us what's happening right now in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, what it looks like at this moment?
Well, they took a hit from a really strong hurricane, and it was strengthening as it moved in. So obviously, significant damage there on the northeast side of the peninsula. And of course, it did affect the resort communities and the island of Cozumel and the community of Cancun. We do know that those areas are prepared for storms like this. We just hope that the same preparations are taking place now in southern portions of Louisiana. I know that there are significant traffic challenges right now on I-10 because of evacuations. Today is the day. So it's a good thing that we're seeing a lot of evacuations taking place today, because tropical storm conditions should be arriving in those areas during the morning hours tomorrow.
Jeff, Delta is the 25th named storm this season. I mean, we're in the Greek alphabet now. Is there any end in sight?
Well, the good news is we are on the downhill slope of hurricane season. This is around the time of year we have what's called a secondary peak, so it's not uncommon to see a storm like this come out of the Gulf. We had Michael a couple of years ago. Right now, there's no new development expected across the Atlantic Basin. We still have at least a few more weeks where there typically is some activity this time of year, so we'll keep an eye on that. But right now, conditions, fingers crossed, are calm behind Hurricane Delta. This would be the 10th cyclone, tropical storm or hurricane to make landfall this year in the U.S., and that would break a record when it occurs tomorrow evening. So hopefully we will not see any more activity in the tropics.
Yes. Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, as always, thank you.
My pleasure.